Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Even though the Jews say on an annual basis, never again, there will be another Holocaust. That's the headline. Winky Madad comes to explain why the Jews say never again.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I understand from my study of history that the first Holocaust Remembrance Day was December in 1949, but why was this special day put in place back then?
Over 200,000 survivors, what we call in a biblical sense the remnant of Israel, that survived the camps and the Holocaust, had come to Israel. Many of them were broken spiritually, physically, and after 2 or 3 years, it became apparent to many people that the country should find some way to make this an established event. And they called it, in Hebrew, the Day of Heroism and Holocaust. We put together the two elements, and so the country thought, and don't forget, Jimmy, Jews have a very long memory. Most of our holidays are built on memory of events that happened 3,000 years ago. It's not too difficult to say we have to remember what happened between 1933 and 1945 when the Nazis came to power, and then, of course, the Holocaust and the crematory itself. The wise people at the helm of the government said, let us have a day in which we honor and recall and memorialize what happened during that time.
However, Winky, with the possibility of the enemies surrounding the Jewish state of Israel today, can you really say never again? And as the psalmist said, Psalm 83, verse 4, to try to wipe Israel off the face of the earth another time?
We take in Israel very seriously the threats that either come from Iran, Hezbollah, or other nations that think it is their right to do us harm. As a state with its own military, despite the threats, any talk of a Holocaust or a major conflagration of this stature would not be probable. Any talk of a second Holocaust is not on the agenda.
Winky Madad explaining why the Jews, on an annual basis, say never again. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. It is sad for me to tell my Jewish friends that in their future, they will face a second Holocaust. And that Holocaust will be worse than the first one during World War II. The ancient Jewish prophet Zechariah wrote in Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8 that during a time of Jacob's trouble, there will be 2 out of every 3 Jews killed, and that will be from the present population, which is 14.7 million Jews. That number killed in this next Jewish Holocaust will be 9 million, not 6 million killed under Hitler. God's word is absolute. The prophecy of Zechariah will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...